This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium. On my wayward
son. Who's been arrested?
It's $137.50.
You're crazy! Oh, oh, I get it! You're crazy!
If you don't pick this up, sir, I'm going to summon you for littering.
Who's back in rehab?
You ain't drunk driving, are you, Doyle?
Yeah, pretty much. We run out of something to drink. Head over to County Line and get some.
And who's hitting who?
And you just punched me in the face.
Yeah, and I'm going to punch you again.
It's time for Trash on the Table with LT.
Hey, and our trash always brought to you by the locally owned and operated mortgage right powered by TJC Mortgage. If you're looking to refinance, purchase, or get cash out of your home anywhere in the Southeast, these are the guys to do it. Getting a quick quote is free. Takes less than 10 minutes to see where you stand. Call them right now, 815-9200. You can always visit them online. Go to MortgageRightRadio.com. Mortgage Right powered by TJC Mortgage. You talk, those guys listen. NMLS 2239. Bruno Mars giving back in a major way this holiday season. The singer, 33, is making sure that 24,000 people who live in Hawaii have a Thanksgiving meal on their tables come November 22nd.
How about that?
This via the Hawaii Community Foundation. Mars is donating to the Salvation Army Thanksgiving Dinner Program in the Hawaiian and Pacific Islands Division. Number of people who will benefit from Mars' donation comes from the name of his song, album, and tour, 24 Karat Magic. So there you go.
I like seeing stories like that.
I do too.
Yep. Guy's got a lot, and I'm glad he's giving back.
Got a 95-year-old man shocked his family when he woke up at his own funeral saying he was just taking a nap.
What a miss.
Sleeps pretty soundly, doesn't he?
Bama cover.
Doctor told the family of Bood Ram he was dead after he fainted at his home in a northwestern region of India. Ram is said to have been declared dead on Saturday, and a priest was summoned to the home to perform his last rites.
Well, I tell you, with the population over there, they don't waste time in toe-tagging you, do they?
Get him out. Once over. Coming in.
Yeah, he's beyond gone.
Looks
he's
bad.
Gone.
Looks bad.
Now, photos of the large family show the men with their shaved heads, which is part of the pre-funeral ritual. His eldest son said the family was preparing the customary bath to clean the body before the funeral. That's when he started shivering.
What are y'all doing?
When the water was poured on his chest, family members were shocked to see him shaking, so they took him to a bed. He started visibly breathing, according to reports. He reportedly sat up, told his grieving relatives he had pain in his chest, so he decided to take a nap.
It was a good nap. How long did that last? 48 hours.
Yeah.
A Ponte Vedra resident was restrained and robbed during a home invasion that was originated as a Tinder date, according to police.
Oh, wow.
Now, the victim had arranged for a female to come to his house, but a male subject appeared and pointed a gun at him and began taking items, according to deputies.
Well, I'm not usually used to this, but you know what? It's the first time for everything.
You're here.
So. I'll try anything twice.
Victim was tied up with bed sheets, pushed under a bed, and gagged with a shirt so he couldn't scream for help, according to deputies. He was forced to give up his bank account information. Before the victim freed himself, two suspects were already using his bank accounts.
6721. Go ahead. His PIN number.
Police say a man was wandering through Dickerson Park Zoo on Tuesday night after it had closed, acting odd and refusing to leave.
Yeah, wandering through a zoo at night is acting odd.
Joe Benford, 37, was flailing his arms about and talking to people who weren't there, according to court documents. When a zookeeper confronted him, the man allegedly commanded the zoo animals to eat the zookeeper.
Go on, get him!
The hyenas are watching him run around going, and they think we're crazy.
The animals identified by a zoo spokesman as cheetahs ignored his commands. Probably good. Two officers responded to the zoo. Documents saying they found Benford on a grassy hill. Now, according to court documents, Benford was screaming unrecognizable statements about God and Lucifer while holding a silver object in each hand.
How tempted are you to drop him with a tranquilizer gun?
Just wait.
Oh, okay. Story's not over.
Police commanded Benford to drop the objects, according to documents, but Benford, like the cheetahs, did not obey commands. Instead, documents say Benford ran up to one of the officers and hurled the silver object, which was later determined to be a dinner fork at him.
Dinner fork.
Officers eventually used tasers on Benford and arrested him.
He was there to get a meal.
Tasers aren't as fun as a tranquilizer gun.
Right in the neck. In the neck. Like a...
that was an in-betweener right there.
Neck.
It wasn't me, man.
Do you? Can you imagine the fear of being at the zoo at dark and stumbling in the wrong enclosure?
Yes.
I'm good. I got a fork.
Go through the wrong door.
Yeah, you can't hear. You can't see anything, but you hear it all.
Guys, I know. I've stumbled into the lion's den here.
Yeah, that's
but
right. Did you help me out?
When the guards come in, we're gonna get them. I'm letting you guys out.
Head teacher who was the first in England to move start times to 10 a.m. so students could have a lie-in is calling on workplaces to ditch 9 to 5 days. Dr. Paul Kelly, the former headmaster at community school and researcher in sleep science, wants office workers to start work later.
Working 10 to 6.
Now, the former head teacher believes that workers who ignore their natural body clock and sleep pattern may be harming their health. Dr. Kelly says bosses who want healthy and happy employees should start to delay start times by at least an hour so staff can work in their natural sleep patterns. Says some of the workers should even be allowed to start at midday depending on their body clock.
But here's the problem.
That you make your own time, basically.
Yeah. What are you saying?
Here's the problem. You push school start times back, it affects all the moms and dads that got to get to work. So now you're affecting everything. School's kind of, they're pigeonholed into that start time.
But I do like if it's not a time-related business to have a sort of a an off-the-menu
come
work
as you
clock.
Are.
Yeah. Well, as long as you're getting your work done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got some of the greatest food innovations from southern states.
Okay. Oh.
Start first in South Carolina. You guys realize boiled peanuts originated in South Carolina.
I kind of like boiled peanuts. Em. No, I kind of like them.
I'm not a big fan.
Yeah. Ugh,
a little
smell.
Too mushy. Number 8, Tennessee, has got Nashville hot chicken, which is good.
I think it's a touch. Overplayed. I think it's a touch overrated, in my opinion.
Okay, another poll question: Nashville hot chicken, is the craze dead, overrated or not?
Okay, is Dreamland thinking of adding this to their menu?
I don't think so.
Probably okay. Should have checked that before I threw out a Dreamland barbecue poll.
Well, this
question.
Will help them if they are.
Yeah. Mississippi's got the Mississippi mud pie.
I do like it.
Yeah, I like Mississippi mud pie.
That's good stuff, man. Yeah.
Louisiana, they actually, right here, they've got a million different things, but they're going with the hot sauce.
I love hot sauce, man.
Yeah, me too.
Yep.
Did not realize that Arkansas's got TCBY. Those are hard to find.
And that it started in Arkansas?
Apparently so.
Boy, it was hot for a minute, though, wasn't it? I mean, those things.
See, I had an idea where I had a frozen yogurt place where you could come out with your own toppings. You weigh it by the ounce. I think we could open a place like that.
Those things got popular quick, too.
Did they really?
Yeah.
I will tell you, I
or a pizza place with an oven, like the brick oven in there, like you watch them cook it.
Easy.
TCBY, I'd never go into them, but I have a friend, you guys know her, Lauren Sisler, that she hunts those places down. That's her preferred frozen yogurt.
So she's a frozen yogurt snob?
Yeah. And she gets one of those parfaits, like old school.
Right.
Like your grandma used to get those parfaits in a cup.
It takes 15 minutes to, I love the person behind her.
Yeah.
I want to do a parfait. Well, sir, if you're going to wait, it's going to be melted.
So we've got some of the greatest food innovations from southern states. Kentucky bourbon.
That's not really a food.
Way to go.
Yes.
Number 3 on the list is Georgia. They've got Waffle House and Coke.
Wow. Strong. Georgia's number 1 in the yes. rank.
For the win. For the win right there, I believe.
Florida's got the Cuban sandwich.
I like a good Cuban.
I don't. The bread's too hard.
Hard to get a good one.
And finally, Alabama. What do you guys think they went with Alabama?
Barbecue.
Well, I hope we get credit for just barbecue.
Yeah, we're good at it.
It's kind of strange. It went white barbecue sauce.
Yeah, but white barbecue sauce is good, though.
That's
I like
what it
is.
Yeah.
They but go I always thought that was North Carolina.
Thanks to Big Bob Gibson's 1925 recipe, citizens of mostly North Alabama have been putting a mixture of mayonnaise, vinegar, salt, and pepper on most of barbecue specialties out
there. I'll take that.
It's a good win for us. I like white barbecue.
Follow Ryan Brown on Twitter and Instagram @RyanBrownWJOX.